You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at the weekend is Bill Doors, who's a columnist for the Savannah Morning News. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Emily.
And it's a busy weekend, as usual at this time of year, including some theater.
Yeah, the Savannah Repertory Theater is back in action this weekend and next weekend with a production of Lombardi about the sports icon Vince Lombardi. Sounds really interesting, and it will be in a really great space down on Industry Drive in West Savannah. Check out their website for more information on that.
There's also an art opening today.
Bridget Kahn, photographer and professor at Georgia Southern, she'll have a show called Involuntary Maps, having a reception on Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. at In Vino Veritas down on Liberty Street. For this body of work, she's using a very innovative process that involves chemograms. Just sounds really interesting, and it's a nice space for art there, too.
Yeah. And then, of course, there is plenty of music to catch this weekend, starting tomorrow night.
Yeah, so many options and so many interesting things happening at clubs downtown as we lead into, of course, you know, the crazy
music festival month.
Yeah, the crazy month of March. On Friday, there's a band that's based in Charleston, but also has some connections here in Savannah called A Fragile Tomorrow, having a record release party. Their new album, Generation Loss, at El Rocco. They'll be joined by Nancy Druid, which is a really great Savannah rock band fronted by Anna Chandler, who many of you will know from other bands and her other various work around town.
On this segment, for instance.
Yes, indeed. I've done this segment with Anna, actually. That should be a really high energy kind of pop and rock night with some really, really inventive songwriting and probably some interesting distortions and different directions as well. That same night, just super fun, Sad Wings of Destiny, a Judas Priest cover band, will be playing at the Jinx. That's Friday night. Really, really good.
Yes. Then on Saturday, if you want to get up bright and early, you can get fit Saturday morning.
The Historic Savannah Foundation's Race for Preservation starts at the north end of Forsyth Park at 8 a.m. promptly on Saturday morning. Check out their website for registration information and other details. Great cause, great ongoing event.
And then that was just the beginning of the music for Friday night. There's also music on Saturday night.
And again, you know, there are shows all over town on Saturday. Two of them that really stood out to me, though, again, were El Rocco and the Jinx. At El Rocco on Saturday, Patsy. This is Patrick Carroll from Les Racket that used to play in Savannah a lot. Doing now kind of a new solo act that should be really interesting. And J.D. McPherson's at the Jinx. I have not had the opportunity to see him live, but I gather he's kind of a force of nature live and really, really good. This is a Savannah Stopover pre-show. We're just a couple of weeks away from Savannah Stopover. And Stopover's done a couple of other pre-shows like this. Tickets have sold very well. If you are interested, I would highly recommend advance purchase on that one.
And then finally, on Sunday, there's a bit of classical music.
The Savannah Philharmonic has had a really busy schedule, it seems, this year. I think this show just looks wonderful on Sunday at 5 p.m. at the Lutheran Church of the Ascension. It's called An Evening with the Concertmaster. It's going to be violin and piano, and the program will be Beethoven and Franck.
Excellent. Well, Bill Doors, editor of the music blog Hissing Lawns, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, as always.
And have a great weekend.
You too.